Hi, this is Michael McConaughey. I'm the voice of Vampire Hunter D and a lot of other things. I've been very fortunate in being able to be a whole lot of different people in my career. You are listening to the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast, and you better enjoy it.
Welcome back to the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast, a podcast dedicated to any and all vampire movies not covered by any other Movie by Minute shows. I am your host, Dr. Chris, and joining me once again...
Hi, I'm Chris from Jane Town Bob Minute.
And we start the minutes 50 to 55 with the band taking a drink, and we are about to enter the sexiest part of the movie that most people probably remember this movie for. Kind of like a movie called Embrace of the Vampire. Have you ever seen that film, Chris?
I've never seen Embrace of the Vampire.
But you must have heard about it because it's particularly interesting for a lot of male viewers, for the male gaze of Alicia Milano's bare naked breast and lesbian makeout scene in the movie.
Now I know that movie. I didn't know that it was called Embrace of the Vampire, but I know that scene from that movie.
They did a remake of the movie in 2013. With a girl who's got a scholarship and she goes to an all-girl college and gets a job as a barista. And there's got to be like tons of nudity in this movie, including a hardcore lesbian, erotic, like full-on touching, sucking, licking, makeout scene as much as they can show in an R-rated movie.
I guess they had to top the Alyssa Milano scene. Is that what they were doing?
They were trying to overly top it too, because these two girls get drunk and just hardcore go at it. I mean, one girl's down on the other one for quite a long time. And in an R-rated movie, I'm like, holy cow, this is just going on. Oh my God, it's still going on. She's still leading her out. But I digress. The director of Embrace of the Vampire, the one from the 90s, is going to come on my show soon. She is also the editor on Francis Ford Coppola's Dracula.
Wow. Okay, good. Yeah. That's a good gift for you guys.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if she'll be coming on this show because we're not going to be covering Embrace of the Vampire or Dracula, but she'll be coming on radio.
Gotcha. I understand now. I
see. The band is drinking on stage, as bands normally do.
You know, the band is a real band.
Yeah, definitely. And the these tits are real, too.
They're definitely real. Well, we're not sure they're real, but they're really in your face. The band
in your face.
The band is called Tito and Tarantula, and it's you can look them up on Amazon Music. They're definitely on there.
Correct. They also do Desdemona's music scene coming up. Now, this is Danny Trejo. This is like the youngest looking Danny Trejo I've ever seen.
Yes. Yeah. He's great. You know, my daughter for years now, because she watched Spy Kids, when anytime he pops up on the screen, she tells me it's Uncle Machete. That's who that is from Spy Kids.
One thing I absolutely love is that Clooney tells him that we're going to go over there and drink and we'd like a waiter to come over. But, you know, there's a this is after Danny Trejo has told him that he can't drink here. Harvey Keitel says, I'm a trucker. You allow truckers to drink here, and I'm driving a big rig, you know, RV. So let me and my friends sit down and drink. In this scene, we also get our introduction to, of course, Sex Machine, played by Tom Savini. And we also get the Walking Dead makeup artist who he steals a beer from as well, Robert Kirkman.
I saw that, yeah.
That gun dick is pretty awesome.
Where is the trigger for that? Because, like, he doesn't move his hands and nothing just pops out. Is it just psychically controlled? Is that what's going on with that?
Probably. And I honestly, I don't think I ever knew who Tom Savini was before I saw this movie, because I never saw Dawn of the Dead. And I had seen Friday the 13th Part 4. And Friday the 13th prior to this. And he was the makeup artist in those films, but he's not in those films.
Is he in Dawn of the Dead, though? He's in Dawn of the Dead, right?
Yes. He's one of the motorcyclists.
I thought so. Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of his first movies he did special effects makeup for, and one of the first movies he did right after Vietnam.
And he does the makeup for this movie also, right?
Yeah, K&B Effects Studio does it.
Okay.
Now, I'm supposed to have the one of the people from this, from K&B Effects, on my radio show. In fact, they're also supposed to come on this podcast to talk about this movie. He's been so busy. I need to reach back out to his handler, who's his wife, to find out about it. Because I met him at the Boston Sci-Fi Film Fest, and he signed my copy of John Carpenter's Vampires. And he also because I was a volunteer, he also signed me a free print of one of the Deadites from Army of Darkness.
Oh, nice. What does he say there? He says, You guys have food, and he says best in Mexico. He said, I kind of doubt that.
I do love the table scene with Harvey Keitel and George Clooney. Harvey Keitel is trying to figure out why George Clooney is so agitated all the time.
Yeah, and he's like, I thought you told us all to play it cool, and now you're not playing it cool.
He's like, don't tell me what how to don't tell me don't remind me how to act the way I told you to.
Right. You
Oh.
do what I as you're told, not what I do.
Now at the 53 minute, who do we get? A long time blaxploitation action star of the 70s and 80s.
What is his name?
Fred Williamson.
Fred Williams. He was Schiff, right?
He was who?
Not Schiff. He was in those blaxploitation movies. Who was he? He wasn't
I don't
Schiff, right?
I don't I honestly don't remember off the top of my head, but I do like his character in this film.
Oh, me too, definitely.
By the way, so Razor Charlie is the name of Danny Trejo's character.
Oh, that's his name. I listened to a Jay and Silent Bob. It was a Jay and Silent Bob. I forget what it was called. It was a podcast that they used to do. Jay and Silent Bob Get Old. And Kevin got stuck somewhere, and somehow Jay pulled Danny Trejo and did an entire episode with him and Danny Trejo. And they were talking about how he was in jail and he came out and became an actor. It was actually a really good podcast. It was just Jay and Danny Trejo.
I do like the fact that Jacob's able to keep his cool around the way Seth is, considering how he feels about his brother, wanting to fuck his daughter.
Yeah. Well, he's absolutely bonkers at this point anyway. He's crazy. He's in pain. He's not acting right at all. And it won't be long before he's different anyway, but.
It's also pretty funny that he's like he toasts to Clooney's health.
Yeah.
He says, to your family, to yours. And then that's when Razor Charlie gets on stage and says, now your viewing pleasure, the mistress of the macabre, the epitome of evil, the most sinister woman to dance on the face of the earth. Lowly dogs, get on your knees, bow your heads, and worship at the feet of Santiago Pandemonia. And a hush comes over the room, and Chris gets an immediate erection from the Dogma movie minutes he's already covered.
Hey, I've seen this already. This is old news. I saw this. Actually, this one's much different than her striptease and Dogma 2, by the way.
Right. And that she's like a schoolgirl, and this she's like a snake charmer.
And then in that she's it's, I mean, she dances, but she doesn't dance anything like she does in this one.
And at the 54:45 second mark, we get our Desdemona, played by Selma Hayek, who you think is a bigger character in this movie, but we'll get there eventually. This is 3 years before Dogma. And let me tell you something, she's 54 years old right now. She still looks like this.
I think we've me and Jeff have actually talked about this. I think she may be a vampire. I actually misspoke and said I saw her the other day and she didn't look great. And then everybody yelled at me on the podcast. I'm not sure. I forget who the guest was. And I went and looked her up and I came back and I apologized to everybody.
And I had only ever seen two other movies that she was in prior to this. One was Desperado. And do you know what the other movie was that she was in prior to this?
Prior to it, no, I couldn't even tell you what she. Oh,
Stars
no, I
Matthew
can't
Perry.
really.
Yeah, Fools Rush
No,
In.
I don't think I've ever seen Fools Rush In. I remember, but I don't think I've ever seen it. I didn't,
Well,
huh?
our 5 minute mark ends as she basically comes on stage, she whips her little cloak around, and that's pretty much how we end our 5 minutes before we get to her actual dance. So, all everyone's erection has to hold on just a little while longer. Unfortunately, no actual nude scene in this movie with Selma Hayek. Chris?
It's close. It's close enough. It's close enough.
Chris, where can people find you?
We're the Jay and Silent Bob Minute. We're on duelinggenre.com. We did the movie Dogma, where there was another striptease with the same person here. You can find us anywhere on Google. You just Google Jay and Silent Bob Minute. You can find us there. And we're on Facebook at the Jay and Silent Bob Quicker Stop.
And you can find me over on the Radio Horror Network with the other movies that I've covered here on the Vampire Movie Minute podcast, covering Life Force, Once Bitten, Lost Boys, and so many more. And we'll be back next week with the best striptease, non-nude striptease in the history of mankind on From Dusk Till Dawn on the Vampire Movie Minute podcast.